Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome everyone. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Now, it seems like the Lok Sabha election results may add a jolt to the Congress party, which is already facing a tough time keeping its flock together in the state of Madhya Pradesh. This happens after the BJP has been boosted by favorable exit poll predictions and has written to the Madhya Pradesh governor claiming that the Congress government doesn't hold a majority in the state. Now, I'd like to remind you that the News 18 Ipsos exit poll had predicted a win for the Saffron Party in the state, pegging it at the 27 mark. The survey suggested that Congress will end up with a maximum of 4 seats in the state, which it had recently triumphed in the state assembly elections. Now, Kamal Nath, the chief minister, has reacted by saying that he was ready for a floor test, noting that the government has had to prove a majority at least 4 times since it came to power last year. Speaking to the media, Nath said, and I quote, that the BJP is trying their best to disturb present government to save themselves from getting exposed. However, this is not the first time that the Congress-led government is facing hardships. In Rajasthan and Karnataka, too, there continues to be trouble areas, and attempts to topple the government may gain vigour if the party fails to leave a mark in the elections. Meanwhile, after all exit polls indicated and predicted that a thumping victory awaits the BJP on the 23rd of May, the party chief Amit Shah is set to host a dinner for all the NDA leaders today. The Union Council is also likely to meet on Tuesday. Now, the dinner comes after an informal meeting between all the NDA leaders with the party chief, in which they are likely to re-strategize on the basis of the exit poll predictions over their next moves. The Union Council is also likely to meet today. On the other hand, 21 party leaders, once again led by TDP chief Chandrababu Naidu, will approach the Election Commission in the wake of the grim exit poll prediction. The delegation is set to demand a recounting of EVM machines and VVPAT slips, stating that they don't match in seats where the tallying is taking place. Now, this move comes a day after Naidu reached out to Chief Minister of West Bengal, Mamata Banerjee, to discuss the possibilities of forming a non-BJP government of regional parties along with the Congress. After the exit polls predicted a clean sweep for the BJP, as we've been discussing, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav too met his ally and BSP Supremo Mayawati on Monday. Now, Mayawati is said to have opted for a wait-and-watch policy till the results are revealed on the 23rd of May, while her ally will also tread with caution. Right, let's also have a look at some of the other election-related top stories from yesterday. Now, the Bollywood actor Vivek Oberoi, who's playing Narendra Modi in his biopic, has been mired in another controversy, this time for sharing a Twitter post in which he compared Aishwarya Rai's personal life to the Lok Sabha exit polls. Actor was served by the notice by the NCW. However, his response to the entire debacle was, "What's wrong in it?" The infighting in the rival Yogi Adityanath camp reached a head on Monday, with the chief minister sacking the estranged BJP ally OP Rajpur from his cabinet. The move came a day after the Suhaildev Bharatiya Samaj Party chief predicted a massive victory for the Mahagathbandhan, comprising of the SP, BSP and the RLD, in Purvanchal. In another interesting development, following the conclusion of the Lok Sabha polls, the BJP-sponsored channel Namo TV has suddenly gone off air. A BJP leader, on conditions of anonymity, told a news agency that it was only meant as a tool of the party's campaign, as the channel had largely publicized PM Modi's rallies across the 7 phases of the elections. Now, the vitriolic campaigns filled with attacks and counter-attacks between parties and political leaders notwithstanding, this Lok Sabha election, this staggering 7-phased mammoth exercise, actually recorded the highest ever turnout recorded in any parliamentary poll in India. An estimated 61.11% of the nearly 91 crore electors turned up to cast their vote this time. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to follow news18.com for more updates and also subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak again at news18.com. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.